Hello and welcome back to the Farmer News Podcast. Presenting to you today is me, Simone, Francesca,
hello,
Jack,
hi,
and Alexander.
Hi.
We have a lot of news to share today, starting with Francesca.
Thank you, Simone. As you may have heard, Farnborough had Red Nose Day on Friday the 15th of March. Everyone wore something red and had a red nose to put on. It was so much fun. In the end, we all raised approximately £250 for Comet Relief. Well done for everyone who took part in the money-raising venture. Now over to Jack.
Hi. So today, I will be talking about Drama Club. Why Drama Club, you may ask? Well, because I'm in it. It runs from quarter past three to quarter to five on a Thursday at school. In Drama Club, you're split up into infants and juniors. Now, I don't know about the infants, but the juniors get a title and we can interpret it however we want. Example given, I'm invisible, where you can take it literally by being invisible or metaphorically, like feeling left out and feeling invisible. I enjoy coming up with the 2-minute sketches for the different titles. Now, over to Alex.
The School Chess Club still runs every Friday lunchtime, currently with years 2 to 6 attending. It includes all abilities and welcomes anyone, including students who don't know how to play. I've been participating in this club since year 2, coming through all the way to year 6. Krishna, who is our teacher, has 2 sons who have both won the title of chess champion in Kent, and she's incredible at chess. I've learnt all of my skills and strategies from her and have become quite advanced with my play. I really enjoy going and competing with other children in the school and so would highly recommend it. Over to Francesca, who is going to talk about netball.
Thank you, Alexander. During the past few weeks, a netball club has been running on a Friday. This sport is for year 5 and 6, boys and girls. It's fun to do and I very much recommend it. As well as that, we are all looking forward to playing some matches against other sports in the summer. Now here is Simone with World Book Day.
Thank you, Francesca. On Friday the 8th of March, the whole school celebrated World Book Day using the theme Into the Woods. We were allowed to dress up as any character from a traditional tale and would like to thank Miss Patterson for transforming the school into a magical woods with our help as well as other teachers. We did 3 activities which were bridge, house and boat building. We enjoyed the day very much and hope next year will be just as fun. Now over to Alexander who is announcing the football information.
As usual, every Monday after school from 3:20 to 4:20, Skills Academy hosts a football club for boys and girls from years 1 to 6. It is divided into the younger, the middle and the older group, and every week there is a different focus, for example dribbling or shooting. First we take part in a warm-up and activities to practice whatever we are focusing on. The warm-up is followed by a match, which sometimes includes a variation that enables us to put the focus into a game situation. Overall, it is an excellent club for anyone who loves football. Boys from years 5 and 6 have enjoyed 3 major games in the League and Cup. We first played at home against St Nicholas. In a game of twists and turns, we fortunately ended up with a 3-2 win to set up our hopes of winning the title. Our next game was away at Blenheim. In another game of twists and turns, we finished with a 3-3 draw, meaning that we were now dependent on the results of others to win the league. The third game was the quarter-finals in the Cup against St George's, our biggest league rivals, and incredibly we sailed through with a 3-0 win.
Yay!
Over to Francesca, who's going to talk about girls' football.
On the 22nd of March, the girls' football team had a match against St Mark's School. Unfortunately, we lost with a score of 4-0. Despite the score, everyone played their hardest and did very well as having a great time. Yesterday, the girls had a match against Trinity Primary School, and the score this time was 5-1. That game was just as fun as all the other games we play. If you are thinking about wanting to start football, Year 5 and 6 girls play football on Tuesday lunchtime, so you can come along and have a cook around if you'd like to. Now handing over to Jack with some information about Steve Jobs.
Next up, the man, the legend himself, Steve Jobs. Just kidding, it's Jack. Even better, kidding again. Wait, did I just hear someone say, who is Steve Jobs? Well, do you have a touchscreen Apple device? That's all thanks to little old Stevie here. Anyway, let's get into it. On Thursday, the 14th of March, 2019, in the Year 6 Farnborough Primary School, had a lesson focusing on Steve Jobs. Over a day, we made and practiced a script trying to one-up Stevie's speech, introducing the first iPad. Each group had four people. Well, some had three or two, but who cares about maths?
Hey, Jack!
Sorry. Let's move on to Simone.
Thank you, Jack. In Year 6, we have been learning about Ernest Shackleton, an avid explorer who was the first man to cross Antarctica, given the fact that his ship was crushed by ice, leaving him and his crew members on the icy desert. We were lucky enough for me to be related to him, and I brought in a few of his old belongings, including a compass and old name tags. Now, all of us will read out some of our wonderful description of the Endurance being crushed by ice.
Here is my description. Slowly, the ice donuts melted into the thick custard waters by the shimmering, harsh, hot cross sun that sat above them. Clumped up, the ice cakes circled the plate, attempted to hunt down the roaring sound of the ship, while the ice and sugar covered the whole land with white velvet snow.
Here's my description. The malicious claws slowly form into a fist around the helpless boat, stranded in the palm of the ice in agonizing pain.
Here's my description. The desolate landscape wrapped its vast burly tongue around the diminutive sustenance.
And last of all, here is my description. Although still standing, the frozen claw was gradually pulling the Endurance deeper into the sea beneath, crunching through the wooden frame, searching for the deeper insides. Now we'll move on to Alexander, who is talking about the best work gallery.
As new as it is, the best work gallery must take more attention. It consists of some of the best work from each class every month. This can be from a variety of different subjects, including English, art, maths and science. For example, Year 1 have been learning about Chinese New Year, reading a story called The Magic Paintbrush. Ben did a great job retelling the story. He used some strong vocabulary and his sentences flowed well. Now, on to the upcoming events.
In a week, Farnborough have a Wear a Hat Day on Friday, the 5th of April. All the children can take part in this event as they are asked to bring in a hat into school. It doesn't have to be an ordinary hat. You can bring in any hat you'd like. If you're feeling creative, you can even make your own hat. Next will be Alexander, who was talking about Parents' Evening.
On the 3rd of April, Parents' Evening will be held by the school. Year 6 parents will be able to come into school and have a talk with teachers. It is an opportunity for teachers and parents to meet and discuss their child's progress, strengths and areas for development. All other years will be having Book Look.
Book Look will be taking place on the 3rd of April and it is a chance for parents to take a look at their child's books so they are able to see all the brilliant work. This will allow parents to see what we have been doing and learning in lessons. The rest of the school's parents will be having Parents' Evening after Easter.
Thanks for watching, but now it's a bye from me, bye! A bye from Alexander,
bye!
A bye from Francesca,
bye!
A bye from